today we are reviewing the Blue Yeti Nano. This is the microphone you're hearing me speaking out of. This is a USB microphone, which means it connects directly to the computer. There's no effects, there's nothing. It's just the microphone and the computer. So when you buy this microphone, that's all you get. You get the microphone stand, which is built in, and you also get the cable, and you also get an adapter. This is so that you can mount the Blue Yeti Nano to either another microphone stand or a boom arm or anything like that, so that you can use it. You know, it's very customizable. Right now I'm using it with a built-in stand, and I can tell you guys that it's kind of, I don't know, I feel like Blue or Logitech or whatever they are, really, when they advertised this microphone as the Nano, they literally meant Nano, because I'm using the built-in stand and I'm sort of having to hunch over because of the height of my desk. I'm having to sort of hunch over because this is a side address microphone, or in other words, you talk to it from the sides, right? One of the common mistakes that people make when using a microphone like this is they speak from the top. That's something that you don't want to do. Then, here, let me demonstrate. So, I am now speaking into the top of the microphone, and this is what this sounds like. And now, I am speaking into the side of the microphone where you're supposed to speak from. So, to give you an example of how this sounds, please bring pizza pronto. Please bring pizza pronto. And, of course, the compression that is built in does definitely help. So, what you're hearing is actually not necessarily, well, it is and it isn't, right? It's one of those things, like Clubhouse, their compression actually works quite well. So, the volume that you're hearing me right now, this is coming straight through from the USB. So, this ought to give you an idea of what this sounds like. What would this microphone be most commonly used for? Well, I can think of a few scenarios. So, if you're just getting started with broadcasting and you want something that, you know, you don't want expensive equipment, then this is a very, very good option, because that is exactly what this microphone was meant for live streamers, podcasters, you know, that sort of thing. Again, you're not going to get the overall quality of something like an audio mixer. As you can hear, it is definitely a viable option. So this microphone, it does what it was designed to do, and it does it quite well. So Blue has never lost that reputation of producing microphones with incredible sound. Really, there's nothing else to this microphone. It's just the microphone, and then on the front it has the Blue logo. The Blue logo is also on the back of the microphone stand, but on the front is where I'm going to focus, because the front is also where the gain/mute knob is. And the way this works is when you press it, that, of course, mutes the microphone, and as you heard, there's that little click right there. And that tells you. And the lights there are actually lights as well on this microphone that will indicate when the microphone is muted. So it's green when it's not. It's green when it's active and it's red when it's muted. Or maybe it's the other way around. But anyway, it's clearly indicated. So you should have no problems knowing when you're muted versus when you're not. Also, one cool thing I like about this microphone is that it has zero latency monitoring. What that means is you can plug a pair of headphones into this microphone and you can monitor your voice in real time with no delay. So as you're talking, you know, you can monitor it, and then doing this you can adjust your levels accordingly. So right now I have the Blue Yeti Nano. I have the gain in Windows set to about 60%. So this is what it sounds like with the Blue Yeti Nano set to 60% in the computer's control panel. Now, I'm just gonna tap the desk and tap the microphone to test the noise handling. Because, of course, if you're gonna broadcast, that is something that you wanna be sure that you don't have a lot of. And also, if you're on the computer, you don't want the noise of the typing distracting your audience, right? So, let's see. This is what the Blue Yeti Nano sounds like with the gain at 60 in an untreated room with, and this is me just typing on a standard keyboard. This microphone has two polar patterns. These are the configurations that it will use to pick up sound. So instead of its bigger brother, the Blue Yeti, which is well known for its reputation as being one of the best microphones, that the Blue Yeti has three capsules, whereas the Nano has only two. So what you're hearing now is the cardioid pattern, which is what you'll be using when you're broadcasting. But let's say you need a way to pick up the sounds coming from the sides of the microphone as well. So this would be ideal if you have a group of people all sitting around a table. What you could essentially do is put this microphone in the center of the table, and then on the back of the microphone, so in the very back, this is the smooth side, not the one with the decal or with the logo. You have a button that when you press it in, you have it switches patterns. So right now you're hearing me using the omnidirectional pattern. So it's going to pick up things not just from the front and back of the microphone, but also from the sides. So this is the, I don't know if you can tell, I don't know if you can hear the difference, but I'm going to do the same thing that I was doing before. So I'm typing. This is typically what I sound like when I'm typing, when I'm streaming. So if I was to be using this pattern, probably, as you can hear, not recommended, because you can hear my computer in the background. You can hear me typing in the background. You can also hear, if I was to do, you know, you can hear that a lot clearer because the microphone is now picking up from both capsules. So I'm going to go ahead and switch back. I've gone and switched back to the cardioid pattern, which is what I like when I'm broadcasting. And of course, if there's any questions, interrupt me at any time. I don't mind. This is, you know, this is typically how I do my shows. If you want to ask a question, just jump in. You know, jump in, interrupt me. If not, we'll move right along. So, as I mentioned earlier, the Blue Yeti Nano would be the ideal microphone if you're just getting started in podcasting, you're not sure what audio equipment you should buy, you want to make it easy, just get something like the Blue Yeti Nano that's meant for that kind of thing, right? And for the price, I mean, why not? This microphone will end up costing you about $100, give or take. There is also a software that you can use to control the microphone. However, when I tried using it, I wasn't having much luck. So, it's kind of a hit and miss thing. But as you can hear, you really don't need the software. I mean, you can use the software to do fancy things like mute the latency-free monitoring, which you can do on the microphone by just pressing and holding down the button on the back that switches the patterns. If you hold it down, that will mute and unmute the zero latency monitoring. But of course, one thing that you can't do on the Blue Yeti that you would need the software would be if you need to update this microphone's firmware, because yes, this microphone does have the ability for the firmware to be updated, which is, it's not unheard of, but it's a new concept to me because I've been doing this streaming for years. So again, this is just technology, right? And as we progress through these series, then you'll get to see how the sound on this would compare to something like, you know, professional equipment. But anyway, this is more or less a review of the Blue Yeti Nano. If you want to pick this microphone up, you can find it, you know, Best Buy, Target, online, whatever. Sets you back about $100, and it's a pretty good microphone. It really is, you know, especially for beginners. So that is going to do it for the review of the Blue Yeti Nano. If you would like to contact us, you can do so in the following ways. You can look us up on Facebook, Twitter, or Clubhouse. Our username on all of those platforms is FOL Show. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. Bye now.